I just want to share with you a little bit about, there's still some joy in this season. There's still some joy in Jesus.
In Jesus, yes.
Last Sunday, I preached the Christ in Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This Sunday, it's the joy of Christ in Christmas. The joy of Christ in Christmas. That's what I want to concentrate on. If you have your Bibles, look in Luke, the first chapter. And I'm going to ask Deacon Smith to read for us the first chapter, beginning at verse 41 through to 54 of Luke, Deacon Smith. 141 through 54 in your Bibles.
And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord.
Yeah.
And my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior.
Yes.
For he hath regarded the lowest state of his handmaid.
Mm-hmm.
For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things. And holy is his name.
Yes.
And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation.
Yes.
He had showed strength with his arm. He had scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts.
Yes.
He had put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He had filled the hungry with good things.
Yes.
And the rich he had sent empty away. He has opened his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, sir.
Amen.
Well read.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I want to talk about the joy of Christ in Christmas. Let's pray. Father, open up our hearts to receive your truth. Anoint us with a special anointing.
Yes, Lord.
That it sinks deep in our hearts. That we be reminded of who you are and what you have done. And that if you do not another thing for us, you done all that you, more than we should have even deserved.
Yes, Lord.
So God bless us.
Please, God.
In the word.
Yes.
Receiving, the hearing, the execution of your word in our lives. Build us up.
Yes.
Encourage us and let us know that you're still on the throne of mercy and of grace.
Yes.
Now, God, go with us is our prayer. In the name of Jesus. We say amen.
Amen.
Just reading this text that you just heard, it shares with you and me joy that these two individuals have proclaimed.
Yes.
And then when you add that to what the wise men said, the Bible says when the wise men saw the star, they rejoiced with what? Exceedingly great joy.
Come on now.
With exceedingly great joy. In other words, they could not contain themselves of the joy of seeing this baby being born.
Amen.
By this star that they had seen. The
The wise men have not seen him, yet they were what? Proclaiming his joy.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound like you and I?
Yes, sir.
We haven't seen him.
Yeah.
But we what? Proclaim his joy. Praise God. We are falling in the category of what wise men were. We had this joy, that song said, this joy that I had in the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. This joy that's down in me because of the Holy Ghost living beside and moving all through me. This joy that we have. The wise men are like saved people of the world. They haven't seen him, we're saved people. But we rejoice in him.
Mm-hmm.
We have this great expectation of meeting him one day.
Come on.
One day we know that we're going to stand before the throne of God. Mm-hmm. And oh my God, and those who were born again, those saved by, they said the countless numbers that no man could number, will be standing before the throne and praising and saying hallelujah to our God. We'll be in that number. And the only way you can have that, be in that number, is the joy of Jesus.
Come on.
Now see, this world is not about giving you joy.
No.
This world is about extracting joy from you.
Sir.
This world is about putting you down and keeping you down. And that's because of the wickedness of Satan. And man has fallen into that category and allowed Satan to have the upper hand. When he doesn't know, he doesn't have it. The Bible clearly tells you that if you tell Satan to get away from you, he will flee. You can only do that if you have the joy of Jesus. If you don't have the joy of Jesus, you can't tell Satan to flee. Matter of fact, you start to flee. Where's he at? You want to run from him. He don't want to run from you. You want to run from him. And that ain't the way it's supposed to be, church. We have authority. We have authority in the earth. Just like Adam named the animals and all this stuff, you and I can name Satan for his enemies, for the hardships that he brings. Tell him, get behind me, Satan. Leave me alone. Don't you know whose I am? You know the story, Job. When he went at Job, the Satan told God, said, look, I could do something to him, but I can't because you got a hedge around me. The same hedge around Job is around you and me. We got that same protection, but we act like we don't have it. That's why we don't have the joy, because we do not proclaim Christ Jesus as the all in all in our lives. We don't proclaim him. We read it. Yeah, it's here and there. But we don't proclaim it. We don't proclaim it. And it gets overwhelming. That's why I felt overwhelmed at the motel feeding the people. We feel overwhelmed when we see how he has devastated, Satan has devastated the lives of people.
Yes.
It messes us up. Mm-hmm. But we remember, we used to be that way. We're not there
come
anymore.
On, come on.
We were there one time. Weak and weary.
Weak and weary.
We know now the truth. And Satan's a liar and the truth is not in him. Now see, one thing we must be realistic, because we know we have death come in, and we know that that's a part of what God has allowed to happen to us.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
No man's going to live forever.
No, sir.
We're going to go through this stuff, but we need to make sure we put the joy where the joy is supposed to be.
Come on. Uh-huh.
And then we don't just proclaim just because somebody dies, we say, oh my. No. They're going on to be with our Savior.
Yeah.
Where we want them to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we want to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're striving to be. But yet when it happens, we say, oh, I can't stand this.
Yeah.
That's what we do. Hang in there, though. Because you have that great hope of promise.
There it
is. And he said, I'll be with you.
Mm-hmm.
That hope of promise that I'm walking with you. No matter how much sorrow you face, it's going to be all right. So these wise men saw the great joy of Jesus. They were having a joyful tidings. I hadn't seen him yet, but they're proclaiming him.
Yeah.
That scripture said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The more joy I have in the Lord, the stronger I become. You hear me? That's what it's saying. The more joy I have in him, the more I read his word. See, I'm going to tell you right now, where you find the joy is through the word of God.
Amen.
When you read the word truth, when you read the truth of God, I just turned the page and it says here, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you.
No.
I just was turning the pages because I was saying about the word. The kingdom of God is come nigh unto you.
Mm-hmm.
The kingdom of God is through Christ Jesus. You and I are in the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Now you'll hear some preachers will say, no, the kingdom ain't till you go to heaven. No, the kingdom, you transfer into the kingdom of God when you become born again. You are in the kingdom of God. You're walking in the newness of life. Old things passed away. Not when you get there, but here. Old things passed away, but all things become new in Christ. You are a new creature in Christ Jesus. You are somebody's somebody. Don't you know who you are? That's what I tell my children from our name. I tell my boys. I used to tell them this when they were young. But you know, you guys have a legacy. You are hall children. You are hall children. You don't fall down and do the stuff these other boys are doing. You don't do that.
Right.
Don't you know who you are?
Right.
You're above all that. Don't you know who your grandpa is? Don't you know your grandmama is? Don't you know who you are?
Amen.
You are somebody, somebody. And when they leave me there, they just as happy as a lark. I am somebody. I had to remind them of it. Because see, if you don't remind children of who they are, they become who they want to become by their environment.
Yeah.
We got to keep telling them, reminding them.
Yeah.
You have to be a part.
My granddaughter had to go to a homecoming thing. Homecoming party, dance. And she was all dressed up. Sister Smith had done her dress for her. She was looking good. And she came back out. When she came out, they said they want me to see her. I said, I don't need to see her. She's the beautiful thing on earth anyway. That's how I feel about it. That's how I've been telling her. She said, girl, don't you know you're beauty. You're pretty. You're somebody special. You're a Halls girl. You have to do that to children.
That's right.
Remind them who they are, because they'll become something that you don't want them if you don't put into them what they should be.
That's
what has happened to our race. The young men have not been given support and being pushed to who they should be,
amen,
but yet falling down to the lowest level.
My God.
I'm telling you the truth.
You're telling the truth, sir.
You got to teach children who to be.
That's right.
You can't let them just, wherever they fall in the group, fall. That's power when you know who you are.
Yes.
That's why when you know you're a Christian, you got power. You got something. You are somebody's somebody. I don't care what your life used to look like. I'm talking about who you are now. But see, don't forget, we all came from Adam's seed. That's sin. We know that what it was. But we know that we left that. We put that down and took up the mantle of Jesus. He said, whoever comes and follow me, take up your cross and follow me. Lift him up. Lift up Jesus. That's what we have decided to do as born again believers. Now I see here in the part that was just read, in Nineveh filled with the Holy Ghost. Verse 41 says, her babe leaped in the womb. John the Baptist leaped in the womb.
My Lord.
Why did the babe leap? Because he was full of joy. He had the Holy Ghost in him. The Holy Ghost was in her. And she even proclaimed to Mary, you are blessed. You can only feel blessed when you have the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
She said in verse 44, your salutations sounded my ear, sounded in my ears, and the babe leaped in my womb for joy. Everybody's leaping for joy around Jesus. Even that baby who's not even born yet. That's why you got to be careful about this abortion thing. I know you don't sound it, but hear that baby leaping in the womb. 6 months leaping in the womb. And some people were willing to kill a baby at that time. I'm telling you the truth, man. The scriptures don't lie. That baby had the Holy Ghost in him at 6 months. So we got a problem. We got a problem. And I'm not going to get on that topic. Again, somebody wait. What more you got to say about that? No. I'm going to leave that alone. But I'm just saying, but you know, you and I know, some of this stuff they're doing is not right. Amen. Some of it's not right. If a man rapes a woman, obviously, I ain't got no problem with that. But do it right away. But just all this killing they're doing with the babies is just not right. Just not right. See, the problem is why are we getting to the point? I said, I'm going to go down this road, but you got me going now. Why are we going down this pathway? The trouble is because somebody didn't tell that girl how beautiful she was, and she had to fall into something that was not even right.
Well, you tell them.
Somebody didn't encourage that young girl. Yeah. You got to have encouragement for these young girls.
Yeah,
somebody didn't encourage that young boy.
Yes.
How the right way to live.
Yes.
How to honor a woman. Nobody told him that, so he didn't know. And so he falls into this position, and they do something before their time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 45 says, and blessed is she that believes, for that shall be performed to those things which are to her from the Lord. When you're blessed, you know you have the joy of the Lord. To have blessings, to have the blessings of God on you and in your life, it presents nothing but joy.
Amen.
When you know that you've been blessed. But you got to understand that what it means to be blessed. If you're looking for every moment of just a mountaintop experience, that's not, I'm not saying you're not blessed, but I'm saying that's not the way you look for blessings. Your blessings are that you are born again believer. That's the main one. That's the biggest blessing. You can't get beyond being saved as anything in this world. Salvation is free. Amen. Salvation changes everything in a man or woman's life. Amen. Salvation changes everything. Amen. Nothing is above that. When you have been born again, the Holy Ghost is now residing.
Amen.
In you.
Thank you, God.
You become what? A new creature.
Yes.
And that new creature is led by the Holy Spirit.
Yes. Amen.
Moved by the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. I was reading somewhere just recently, what it was telling me. Oh, yeah, here's how they said it. And I like this, I'm claiming this, but it said, the Father calls us. The Son saves us.
Amen.
And the Spirit seals us.
Yeah, yeah.
The Father calls us. He calls us to Him. The Son does the saving. Now this is, but look now, wait a minute. This is God in the three persons that He is.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting back here because I'm gonna tell you all this year that I'm coming in. I'm gonna be speaking about the power of the Trinity and the way it's set up. I'm gonna be speaking about this a lot.
Amen.
Because I'm finding that there are people who don't preach and teach the Trinity. They're afraid it causes conflicts. But they teach God in three persons, but they don't teach that Jesus is God.
Amen.
They say Jesus is the Son of God, but they don't say Jesus is God. He's God.
I talked about it last week, and I'll be talking about it from here on in.
Yeah.
Because there is missing in the conversion of the mind, because we're saying, yeah, he's the Son of God. Yeah. What does that really mean? It means that he's God. No, he's just the Son of God. No. Jesus is God.
Yes.
That's how we get to the Trinity.
Yes.
That's why we say God in three persons.
Yes.
That's why we said Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost are one.
Yes.
Jesus said, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. The Father and I are one. Not just like a lot of folk like to say, well, that's like you have a son and your son looks like you. No, it ain't that same thing.
Yeah.
Jesus is God.
Amen.
Amen.
Man, I tell you. And I got you just listen to some of the ministers on the TV. They'll say the Son of God, but they don't want to say he's God.
Right.
There's a difference. There's a difference. Now, Mary said, look at verse 46. My soul doth magnify the Lord. So when you have the Holy Ghost living in you, there's a magnification going on that makes you say, I have this magnification that Mary said. Her soul. Her soul. You see, the soul is what saved. Amen. You have you and I are three part. We're body, flesh, and soul. That's why we are in the image of Christ. We're made in his image because God is three parts. We are three parts. We are body, soul, and spirit. Amen?
Amen.
The soul is what is saved. The body is not saved.
Mm-hmm.
Hear what I'm saying? The body's going to the grave. But the soul has eternal existence.
Yeah.
Eternally in the heavens or eternally in the hell. Whichever you choose to make it, that's where it will be. So that's the part of you there. And then we have the spirit of God or the spirit of evil. Whatever you want to have in there, that's what you'll have in there. You control by your soul which one you want to have. You want to have the devil living in you, he will take you up on. And he will walk with you everywhere you want him to go. And he will take you places that you don't want to go. That's what he does.
Lord Jesus.
He will lead you there. He will take you out on a limb and leave you. That's the verse Sister Hall gave me years ago. Satan will take you out on a limb and leave you. And I never forgot. She was preaching to me then. I know she was. Be a good man. The Satan will lead you out there, boy. Thank you, Sister Hall. Yes. 47 says, and my spirit hath what? Rejoiced in God, my Savior. My spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior. That's what Mary is saying here. So if you're here, we're seeing that there's joy in this family about Jesus. This is the joy of Christ. Yes. Mary had it. Elizabeth had it.
John the baby.
John the baby had it. Amen. Thank you. Yeah. They all had it. Do you have it?
Come on.
Is he the joy of your salvation? Is he the joy of your strength? Is he the strength of your joy?
Mm-hmm.
What is he? Is he all in all for you? Is he your way maker? What is he to you? This is the part that we have to make sure we are in clear connections with. Thank God we don't have to wait for the Christmas season to experience the joy of Christ.
Amen.
We should be able to carry this joy every day.
Every day.
Every day is a day of Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's all we say. Every day is a day of Thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord, for just being able to bring me here. That's the joy of the Lord. I can have the joy of the Lord because I'm thankful for what he has done. Jeremiah described it like a fire shut up in his bones. Said, I can't tame myself because of this joy that I have for the Lord. Hallelujah. I was telling you last week about King Herod. King Herod is a representation of the evil. King Herod is the one that was trying to keep Jesus from being born.
Yes.
He said, when the wise men find Jesus, tell me where he is. Come and tell me so that I can come and worship him too. And it was a lie.
Yeah.
We all know he was trying to kill Jesus. He had all these babies killed and trying to cover Jesus up to 2 years old. And Mary and Joseph had to move into Egypt to spend the time. And then the Pharaoh was killed and they were able to come back into Israel. But the lie was there. Satan was in this King Herod. So you know King Herod didn't make it to heaven. King Herod is one man that went to hell. His job was to kill Jesus. And he was doing what he could to do the best he could to kill Jesus. I always wonder sometimes about the apostle, can't think of his name now, that died. Somebody help me. Julius. Julius?
Judas.
Judas. It sounded like my grandson. He wasn't Julius. But you know, Judas, in my mindset, I'm never sure that he went to hell or going to hell. I'm not sure about that. I don't know who anybody could be, because we know that when he killed himself, I believe he must have felt guilty.
Yeah.
Whether that was a sign of repentance, I don't know. But see, killing yourself is not something, an option we have. But you wonder, now you and I don't know the true story of that, because when somebody commits suicide, somebody asks me, well, Reverend, did they go to hell? I can't say that.
That's right.
You're mentally off. Who knows how God sees that? How God sees that, that's not you and I are called. But we don't know how God is operating in the lives of a whole lot of folk. If somebody is guilty of something, we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But we do know this. If you accept him, he will keep you from all of the ills of the world. He will protect you.
Amen.
He said, I'll be with you. We believe that. Amen. He will put a shield around you. Amen. That's what he's done to you and me. We have this shield around us, as Job had. We got a shield around us. Amen. And so therefore, we can always have the joy of Christ.
Amen.
The joy of Christ should be in you. It should be in your family. You just got to remind them whose they are. You got to remind your children. You got to remind your spouses. You got to remind other folk that Jesus loves you, that he died for you and me, and that he is ever interceding on our behalf. Amen. Ain't that nice to know?
Amen. Oh, yes.
So I just want to remind you, and as I close, I want you to be reminded this Christmas season, lift up Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. Worship Jesus. Exalt Jesus.
Amen.
Thank Jesus.
Yes.
Love Jesus.
Amen.
Worship Jesus.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Uplift him.
Yes.
He is your all in all.
Yes.
He's your all in all.
Thank you,
Lord,
thank you,
for having Jesus as my Savior.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. call one of his. In spite of myself, all that I've done wrong, thank you for who you are. What you made out of me, I know you've done something here. I know I ain't what I used to be. That's because of Jesus. It's amazing how some folk just never get that part because they don't realize. They think they've been saved all their lives. And ain't nobody been saved all their lives. All of us have what? Sinned and come short of the glory of God. I know we have. And see, we all have this thing going in our heads, like, I wasn't that bad. Yes, you were. You hear me? Yes, you were. You were that bad. But you say, no, no, I didn't do this, I didn't do that, but you did something. And church, until you come to realize that you were a wretch undone, you can't repent, truly repent. I can sit down on that. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Until you come to the point that you were a wretch undone. And I know a lot of folk don't believe that. I know. You don't know my friends. I don't care about your friends. I'm talking about you. All of us. One of the things that I remind myself of, I'm raised in the church. I'm born in the church. It's like my children were. They were in the church. Teenagers in the church. Youth conference, youth centers in the church. All that stuff. Go to college and become Satan's biggest advocate. You hear what I'm saying? Got all tangled up, all messed up. 5 years later, I'm back in church again. Thank you, Jesus. Thought I was going to hell. Messed up. I'm telling you, that's how I was raised. And I've been in church ever since. So by the age 26, I'm in church, back in church, praising God. I'm 70 years old now. So from six, I had 10 years of like 16 or 17 till the time I got 26. I was out of the church. And I used to say, well, I ain't going too far because my mom praying for me. And she would tell me that, boy, you take my prayers everywhere. Because she had to keep praying. Because I know you're going to be in something. I know you're going to be in something. Thank be to God, she kept on praying. And I'm telling you that we don't see ourselves as that bad. Because I know my sisters, they were raised like me, but their window of time was less than mine. You know, they operated a little better than I did. But see, I'm one of them kind of, my daddy said knucklehead. That's what I was called. That's what he called me all the time. Knucklehead. I was a knucklehead. But thank be to God when I came to myself. And I think people just don't understand that we were all like that.
Yes, sir.
You might not have been as long as I, you could have been short with them, but the bottom line, we were still in the same boat.
Yeah.
Rowing to hell. Hell rowers. That's what we were, hell rowers. You were in the boat too, you can't lie. You were in that too. You might not have been as long as I was in that, but you was a hell raiser. You was a hell rower, you know you were. Just like I was. Rowing and going to hell fast as I could go. And it's like going upstream. Ain't going nowhere. Working a whole lot of stuff going on. Ain't nothing but on the way to hell as fast as I can get there. But Jesus came along. He came along and said, it's all right, my child. I knew you when you were first born. I knew who you were. You're the same one that was around Jim Hall's feet when he was doing the prayer dance on the campground. You was that boy. I knew who you were. I had your cup. Somebody was praying for you. And you couldn't pray for yourself. Hallelujah. Look what he done. Had me preaching the gospel.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Won't he do it?
Won't he do it?
Yes, sir.
I thank Jesus for it all.
Yes.
because it's not of us. It's all of God. It's not of our good doings, our good deeds. It's all of Him who saved us. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year if I don't see you. God bless you.